Okay, Trey, I have a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
Okay.
We just start. I looked at the show notes and that I'd read those three words. I'm like, my heart sinks. Every now and then you stop me and you go, hey, can I talk for a second? I just go, what do I do? Am I in trouble? I'm in trouble. Like, it's so scary when this, Katie gets me
this
in trouble.
This isn't that serious, but it is an issue. And the issue is
so much anxiety right now.
I am 9 months pregnant and it is June. And you turn the heat on in the morning.
You're making it so cold in here.
It is crazy. It is crazy.
Did
I noticed.
Enrage you this morning?
Oh my gosh, yes. I felt it. Did you do it yesterday too?
Yeah.
I was trying to get ready and I was like, why? It's really hot. And then I was like feeling the air and I was like, is there hot air coming out?
I know. Well, listen. Okay. We're recording this beforehand. Happy July. Our baby is here.
Yes.
This is past us. And she's very pregnant, and obviously. So hopefully we're surviving that. But our children wake up. Our toddlers have woken up each morning. They're going cold, cold. And I'm waking up cold. And I think it's been affecting them. So I go, yeah, I guess.
Just bump it. You don't need to turn the heat on, man. Just bump it up.
Well, that's what I've done a couple mornings. But then our oldest was having a real tough morning, and I think he was just really ticked because he's hungry and tired and freezing cold. And also I am. I'm waking up so cold. Well, that's another issue because I'm dieting, and I ChatGPT'd. I go, what? I thought, again, I'm like, do I have cancer or something? That's kind of my default. But I go, what is wrong with me? And then I thought about it, like, could this be? I was like, hey, if you're aggressively trying to like cut calories,
your body does not have enough.
A sign that you're doing it too much is that you're cold all the time. You're sleeping like an hour or two longer than you usually do, which is what's been happening. So I just pounded like a couple snacks. I'm feeling much better.
Yeah, your body needs energy to run.
Oh, wow. But it's kind of awesome to just, I mean, yesterday it was like, you could tell, like, I barely got off the couch after the kids went down. Like, we need to clean the kitchen and you had more energy than me.
Yeah.
So that's probably super annoying.
Yeah, I would agree.
You have more energy than me. I'm like, well, babe, I'm dieting.
Yeah, that's not.
You're like, I'm sweating. I go, well, I'm freezing because of the cutting. I'm in a calorie deficit, babe.
Yeah.
So you need to be a little more.
Uh-huh. And I'm
understanding.
Like, I have probably an over 8 pound baby in me right now.
I need to have a 6 pack by the time we're skin to skin.
Oh, wow.
And that's more important.
That's the photo you're going to post?
No,
I'd pay you.
Okay, I won't turn the heat on again.
Okay, thank you.
But it's a whole thing.
Can
with the kids.
Can we set a schedule so that it starts to warm up in the morning or something? So that
but I can't turn the heat on.
Well, it just naturally
stops pumping.
But yeah.
Well, there's also been an issue here. We've had a weird cold front and like storm. So it was 58 degrees outside this morning. So we woke up and the house is cold. It's cold. And me and the children are cold. So what do we do? Do you need to sleep outside?
Maybe. It is funny because I don't feel that at all.
It's me and the children are freezing.
It's crazy. Yeah. I get it. But no more heat.
We're back with a great episode. We got a lot to talk about. Derek helped me on set yesterday. Juicebox Jury. We'll talk about that. We got a lot of great submissions from the Recties as well. I got a fun bit at the end. TikTok trend.
Oh, okay.
Plus more. So like, subscribe. All our third baby wants is for you to give us 5 stars and share this with a friend of yours you think you would enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Least you could do. She pushed out a baby.
That's what it said. That's what the baby said.
Mm-hmm. She's old school. Push them out.
Uh-huh.
What's a vacuum? I read this thing. People get them vacuumed out now. Like you Dyson the.
No. That's not a now thing. That's actually a really old technique. But they do it sometimes still if the baby is like, if there's like a medical issue and the baby isn't coming out, they can vacuum them out.
I saw some girl say she just did it. Can you just sign up for it?
I don't think a lot of doctors will just do that.
Hmm.
Because there are risks. And your baby would have... We have one friend who they used it.
And their kid's quite not right still?
No, but they're fine.
It walks a little sideways.
They're fine.
The equilibrium's off. Share with a friend. 5 stars. Let's do this. Roll music.
Correct opinion.
Tell you what, I'm so over getting your 30s having kids, you start to go, I used to think I was a cool guy. Like, let me get the coolest shoes, whatever. Now dressing, I'm like, I got to make this simple. I don't got time for all this. I'm 30 something. I don't need to look swaggy. Is that what the kids say? Rizzed up. I don't know. So Poncho, they came to us because I'd seen them everywhere. I loved them. I already had their stuff. They go, we want to sponsor the pod. I said, wow, God is good. Look at God go, because their stuff is awesome. They sent me a bunch. It's amazing. To the man in your life, say, just go to Poncho. They've got everything you need on there. Simple. I'm rocking this sick like corduroy button up, clean hats. They got shirts, shorts, you name it. They all feel great. Then when I stretch to it, very comfortable. They've got a lot of stuff that's lightweight, breathable. I mean, I love Poncho. You will too. We got a great deal for y'all. Gear up for the summer, y'all. Poncho. Go to ponchooutdoors.com/correct. And enter your email to get $10 off and free shipping on your first order. That's ponchooutdoors.com/correct to get $10 off and free shipping on your first order. Head there, drop in your email, $10 off and free shipping. Once you try one, you'll get why I've got a closet full of it. So once again, ponchooutdoors.com/correct, $10 off and free shipping. Down 8 pounds in 2026, by the way. And I'm not done yet. Yeah, you wouldn't. Yeah. Your boy, like I said, I'm at the lake here in a couple months for fantasy football and make sure I look good for my boys. That's what your 30s is. Nine guys are going to see me with my shirt off. I can't wait to show them. So I got to keep staying focused. Factor's been a huge part of all this. Factor Meals, proud sponsor of the pod. They have meals built around your goals, whether it's weight loss, overall nutrition, more protein, GLP-1 support, strength recovery, strength and workout recovery. They've got it all. Every meal is crafted with the functional ingredients. They have Factor bans 175 plus ingredients, by the way. No artificial colors or sweeteners, etc. Fresh, never frozen, over 100 rotating weekly meals. I've used it all year. I love it. They show up to your house. You choose your selection every week. I have my favorites, the ginger teriyaki salmon. Give it a try. So we have an offer for you guys. Go right now, try Factor, you'll love it. I use it, you should too. Go to factormeals.com/correctopinions50off and use code correctopinions50off to get 50% off and free daily, drumroll please, greens per box. Wow, free daily greens per box. With new subscription only. Once again, that is factormeals.com/correctopinions50off and use code correctopinions50off to get 50% off and free daily greens per box with a new subscription only while supplies last until September 27th, 2026. See website for more details. Hope everyone had a great 4th of July. Hope we had a great birth. And we're getting through this. Katie, you got one more. We're getting these stocked up. One more after this next week. Mm-hmm. You just informed me you peed 6 times last night.
I don't.
Out of the bed?
Yes, not okay. In the bed.
Yeah, I don't know what you're going through. I nearly was deceased last night because my body's shutting down. And
you were, I got up 6 times. I got up and took a Unisom. I was on my phone for a little while. I was moving my feet constantly because I have restless leg syndrome. And you were just
out. Yeah, I've been calling her Cricket time. Katie. I'm sleeping next to the woman.
I literally think I've been diagnosed with that, but surely that's what it is. When I lay down at night.
What do we need to do? We need to tape them together?
I cannot stop moving my feet. It is horrible. I don't want to do it either. It's a lot happening. It's like involuntary.
We had a heart-to-heart last night. We're both just like, man, we can't wait for this baby to get up. Was it this long every other time? You poor thing. How are the legs feeling right now? Yeah, you're getting them moving around. Yeah. Move that ankle around. There you go.
They just, they hurt and they need to be stretched.
I actually did see a couple of YouTube comments, which, shove it, by the way. But they're like, get that camera angle different so we have to see those legs shaking around. I saw a YouTube comment about that once on our podcast.
It was me?
Who do you think? What do you mean? Yeah, you're over here just Cricket Katie.
I don't feel like I do it that much during... But I guess I do. Again, it's kind of on.
She's going through it, y'all. Point. She's very pregnant. But yeah, we're on the other side now. Future mm-hmm. us. Hope they're doing good.
Yeah.
I had a. Were you gonna say something?
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
I heard you gearing up like an airplane.
Getting the breath in and. All
right. Start inhaling for your next sentence.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Okay.
I was on set yesterday with Derek, helped me out, shot a juice box jury. If you haven't, go follow it on Instagram. If you haven't, all socials, if you haven't seen it yet, the one where I talked with the kids went great. It was, they came to Kansas City cause we got a baby any day. So shout out the crew. As we usually film in New York, and as we knew, Kansas City would crush it. That we had a great studio, Derek and the team. They found cute kids. What'd you think, Derek? What was your opinion? Because you see the cute clips, like they're just talking to these kids, but it's hours of just bantering with children.
Yeah, I can't
telling them to sit still. What'd you think?
I mean, one, I can't believe you did, you know, the 3 hours worth of sitting down with those kids while calorie deficit, but you know.
Like
a third of my job was telling them, hey, you know, stop tapping the gavel. And
yeah,
I know they just
then, but no, that was fun.
I mean, you sign up to work with kids. That's kind of,
it's great. And yeah, you sign up when, and it's tough now. Cause now the thing's going though. Obviously the whole reason we're doing this is cause it's a business and you're doing brand deals. So we got those now. And it's, you sit down with a kid for 45 minutes and you're like, it's like a plug for Verizon Wireless. And you're like, don't phone bills suck? And the 7-year-olds are like, what? And you're like, just say yes. And then we keep going. And the one boy goes, can we please stop talking about phones?
I have that clip.
It's so funny. And you're like, yeah, I get it, dude. But we need you to say simple plans the best. A simple phone plan's the best. And they're like, no. And you're like, say it. And that's what I'm learning now is I'm starting to feed them jokes. Then they're kids, and they're like, think it's funny to not do it. I go, just say, like, we're a bit we keep doing is classic, you know, 90s stuff, and they don't know it. I'm like, what's this song? It's a Will Smith song. And I say, this song slaps. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you get it?
I do get it, yeah.
Okay.
I do.
I didn't see you getting it.
It took me like a second, and then I got it.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure people get it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, why? I go, just say this song slaps. And they go, this song doesn't slap. Yeah. These two girls looking at me, this song does not slap. I go, just say, and I'm like begging them. I go, we're paying you. The first two gets hilarious. They go, they kept saying, they're like, we're getting paid for this. And then one girl was to the boys like, yeah, we're getting paid for this. So I don't know. You could tell maybe her parents told her like, you get the money or
part of
the money. She was
clearly motivated by that.
The other boy was like, what? But then they just kept saying, can we just be done and get paid?
Oh my gosh.
And it was the first group. I was like, we're built different in the Midwest, man.
Yeah. Where's my money?
The New York kids are like, can you tag me? I'm a star. They're like, give me my paycheck, man. But the one girl all time, first of that, she used to look me dead in the eyes 5 minutes in. She goes, I'm going to be honest. I think I have a crush on you.
I cannot, when you told me that, I couldn't believe that.
I like blushed. I was like, okay, what do you say? And it's tough too, because they always say they're kids. So through the course of talking to dozens of different kids, you know, it's very heartbreaking, but I hope I handle it okay. Someone will be like, yeah, my mom's cancer. And you go, oh, okay, well, Verizon Wireless has the unbeatable deals. You
That's not what you say.
No, but it's tough. They just throw out like, yeah, my brother's sick or something. You go, it's just so.
Yeah.
That's what kids do. They're just like, FYI.
Yeah.
They just say it like that.
I mean, that's what their life is. So they're,
it's like, I had a bagel this morning. And you're like, okay. And your parents are right there. And you, oh.
Yeah.
Those are, I just try to like say something really nice and move on. I don't know what. But they're cute, they're fun, it's wild, they won't sit still. In a way, it's kind of amazing we're expecting them to sit in a chair for an hour.
I mean,
it's
yeah.
amazing some of them do it. One boy, he's obsessed with the, what is it called, a mantis shrimp? Yeah. It's the shrimp, I've heard of it actually, it's cool. It's a shrimp that punches, it has the strongest punch like in the animal kingdom. It's this weird, rare shrimp at the bottom of the sea. And he's like, can I talk about the shrimp? I go, no, we talked about it once. I go, we're moving on. He's like, can we circle back to the shrimp thing? I go, well, I think we're done with the shrimp. And every 5 minutes to the hour, he'd say, are we almost back to talking about shrimp? And I go, I think we're done talking about shrimp. And it was just, it was an ongoing thing. The whole time I had to reel him back in. Enough of the shrimp. He's like, I really want to talk about the shrimp. And he'd be like, okay, go ahead. He's like, he could punch a crab to death. I go, okay.
That's funny. I kind of feel like that could be Thomas in the future. Mm-hmm. Getting locked in on something funny like that and just like,
how'd the baby come out?
Yeah.
It was great. What have you been up to the last couple of days?
Baby prep.
Oh.
Started packing. Real third kid energy over here. By this point, for both the other kids, I think I was like, had their nursery ready.
Oh, and dude, it's the best. If you have one kid listener and you're all like, man, this is so stressful, don't worry. The third kid, you hardly prepare. It's amazing. It's we're finally preparing like a dad.
It is stressing me out.
First kid, you prepare like a mom. Second, it's a bit of a compromise. Third kid, yep. Dad prep. She goes, we got to get the nursery ready. With the first kid, I go, when does the baby go to the nursery? You know, the FDA recommend, what's the recommendation site you kept referring to?
The pediatrician website.
Pediatricians Association recommends 6 months in your bedroom before you move them to a nursery. I go, so we have, why do we have, so it sounds like we're doing the nursery 9 months in advance.
To be fair, and, you know, we use the nursery a lot.
And now she goes, nursery? And I go, well, how about we just do the nursery when we need it? And she said, okay. And I go, wow, I did, this is great.
Because of...
It's a guest room.
It's a guest room right now. And both of our parents like to be here. And so it is a nice
space.
It is a nice way that they can both be here. Once we turn to a nursery, we'll only have.
But we won't have a nursery until, I bet, a couple weeks before we move that baby out of bed. We're like, all right, let's do it.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why?
But it's actually kind of stressing me out preparing like this, because I do feel like I have reached a point where I'm like, things are happening and like something could happen any minute and I'm not ready. And
you're so ready. You're super mom.
No, I don't have like the stuff I need packed. I kind of started. Anyway, I don't have the perfect going home outfits for the kids.
Are the two of those still attached to your body? That's all you need.
From past experience, it is not.
Well, the hospital will have formula. There we go. Problem solved. Nope. I'll be there. Have you ever thought of that? Do you remember that? I'll be there.
Oh, good.
Your to-go bag ready to go? Because I did not for the third or fourth.
My to-go bag, I'm wearing it.
Yeah. Good to go. Apparently he's not bringing any extra clothes for two nights we're going to be there.
We'll be there one night.
I would love that. You know what I actually...
That's the worst when you're in there and it's day two and you're just like, let me...
What I would really...
Can we please leave? They're like, no.
Both other kids were born at night. I would really love a kid born... like early or like in the afternoon so that it's not just like we're kind of like getting settled into the...
I remember the first one, he was born at like 10 p.m. and I was like, all right, nice. We didn't get settled in the room like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And I was ticked. Like, I'm tired. I want to go to bed.
And Eva was born like close to 7 p.m. but that's still, you're kind of like, you know, and like for the mom, I mean, I'm tired, but my adrenaline from giving birth, with Thomas, I didn't sleep all night.
Well, that's first kid energy. You stared at him all night and refused to like not look at him.
Yeah.
I mean, this third one, you're going to pass out, they'll exit you and you're going to be...
You know what, Eva? I was like having some pain, and so they recommended me take a muscle relaxer, which I will not do that again, because I was like... needed to try and feed her every couple of hours. And I was like, ugh, a zombie. Like, this is not good. I did not like that at all. Mm. But speaking of pregnancy and stuff, I did think of a new trend that I think could get really popular.
Okay.
It's a new aesthetic trend. Because you keep mentioning that it looks like I got lip filler. Mm-hmm. I don't have very big lips. But with pregnancy, you know, everything kind of swells a little bit.
You've gained so much weight, it's gone to your lips.
Yeah.
You really haven't. You're skinny everywhere else.
But
went to your hips and your lips. Amen.
Okay. All right. But I do feel like they are definitely a little bit bigger. I'm like, that should be like the new, like, you go in for a lip filler and you're like, can I get like pregnancy lips? You know, just like it's like super natural, but just like a little extra. And that should be a new trend. Pregnancy lips.
Fascinating. Yeah, is that a thing? Women, is it some kind of evolutionary reason to kiss your baby better?
I think it's just the swelling. Mm. But I feel like that could,
your face.
My face is swollen. Mm. Look at it.
Wow. It is. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'd love to squeeze in one last facial.
No. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because.
What's the obsession with the facials?
Because I don't use any like Botox or anything. So I got to do something to keep me looking young.
Okay. You get a schedule. You deserve it. What am I going to say? No. Are you going to have to pay more because there's more face?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they measure your face at the beginning of facials, and it's per square inch.
They go, ma'am, no offense, this is a much bigger face than when I saw you 6 months ago.
Yeah.
That's something you don't think about. Like, if you get a massage and you're 6'9", that stinks for that client. But a little person should pay less.
I mean, that is an interesting thought. Like, that 6'9 person is getting, each body part is getting way less attention because they got to move around a little bit more.
Yeah. What's that like? Because you're 6'6". Your massages don't cut it.
They don't. Every time I leave, you hear me. So wasn't quite it.
Well, praying for you.
Thank you.
Hope that all goes well. All right, let's get to some correct opinions. Okay. You got one? You're excited?
Well, mine's just like we've mentioned it before, but I wanted to kind of keep going. It's that I've thought this every pregnancy, but my correct opinion is that the waking up to pee in the middle of the night is like, it's got to be some sort of like evolutionary training your body to wake up for your baby when it comes. It's like you're getting used to it. You're like,
this is your hot take?
Uh-huh.
Do a lot of people disagree with this?
I've never heard anyone talk about it before.
Oh. What do you think of correct opinion?
It's my opinion that I think is correct.
Can't argue with that.
My opinion is that that's what our body is doing, but I've never read anything on it or anything. Mm-hmm.
I've heard it. I was at a bar with my buddies. I heard a bunch of guys arguing about it.
Yeah.
The wife peeing is not to prepare to wake up at night.
It might not be, but that's what I think.
Okay. My correct opinion.
Mm-hmm. What is yours?
God bless you, Katie.
Do you want me to?
Are girls expected to go to work when they're this pregnant?
Yeah.
What are they expected to? They can't be expected to do everything. How do they do it?
It is funny. My brother has a, anyways, I don't want to like expose anyone, but my brother worked with someone who was like, I guess, do around huge. What I am. And he said, he's kind of like, I like feel bad giving her extra work right now.
Yeah, she comes in reporting for duty.
Yeah.
Oh, sweetheart, just take a nap.
But all good. What's your correct opinion?
My correct opinion is dads aren't incompetent. Moms are just better. Yeah. They like to say that, you did that wrong. You did that wrong. Well, I think we're doing pretty good. You women are just, you focus all you have these like brain cells that go towards everything motherhood. And that's not fair.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You're at a disadvantage. Oh, wait,
us moms, we like a second-year-old birthday party. Us dads would probably not even, they'd be like, come over. There's like six juice boxes. Kids would have fun.
Would they?
We'd still remember the birthday. We'd throw an event. But moms, you hire stuff. You make cute arts and crafts. Can't compete with that. We're still good parents. You guys are just
better.
Easter, I really want to put a cute basket into all this. And they're opening them and it's magical. We'd be like, happy Easter. And give them like an egg to color. Wow. We'd do that. We'd be like, we got a dozen eggs and like some Sharpies. And we're going to color on them. The kids would have a good time. It'd be good dads.
Yeah, and then the Sharpie would end up on the walls and the table.
But then you women, we just can't compete, and that's fine. It's kind of like with laundry, where you do most of the laundry now. Because early on, I dried your dress, and I would like, I ruined a few things. Mm-hmm. I was doing it. They were getting clean. Just a couple mishaps.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't think that sometimes it's just like, try harder? No.
I never thought of it that way.
Oh. Do you want to try to like plan the next kid's birthday?
Yes, I do, actually.
You do?
Yes.
Going paintballing.
Yes, dude. Eva's second birthday.
I was going to say, it's Eva's second birthday. I don't know.
My little girl.
Let's she's roll starting around for Thomas's
fourth. She's starting to get a little dinosaur-y. So Eva, my little girl, no. We're going to have a dinosaur party.
No, we're not.
Katie, you're going to be 2-ish months postpartum. I got it handled. Come to Eva's second birthday party, and I'm going to dress up like a dinosaur. She's going to run around going, rah!
It is funny. She's doing it.
She started to do that.
It's very clear she has an older brother because she runs around going, rah!
We're going to have dinosaur snacks and a bunch of cool dinosaur stuff. That'll be my daughter's second birthday.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, it needs to be cuter than that.
No.
I will let you plan.
She likes her princess dresses, but you can tell she's kind of into the dinosaurs. We need to lean into that.
We don't need to lean into that. I will let you plan Thomas's fourth birthday. How about that?
Fourth? Dude, his third was outer space. I feel like we haven't talked about outer space in 3 months. I guess we're done with that.
Yeah.
What was he like now? He's just kind of... Is he all there?
Oh my gosh.
He's all over the place.
It is funny, Eva. I haven't purchased any like princess dresses for her or anything yet. But I had this like tank top. It's like a flowy tank top with ruffles at the top. And she wanted to wear it as a dress. And I like crossed the straps and she wore it as a dress all day yesterday over her clothes. And I was like, okay,
pretty dress.
We're getting.
Tell you what, having a baby ain't cheap. But like you said, y'all heard us talk about we've been budgeting. And now we're spending so much money on these kids. I can't wait for the day they can spend money. I remember while growing up, I had a little allowance. My dad taught me. Basically, he was like, you know, I had a great dad. He taught me financial literacy. You know, here's your money. You do this with it. You give some and you invest and then you save. You don't spend any of it. It's how I was raised, basically. Bro, I was hoarding that birthday money. That's how I plan to teach my kids. And you can do this now with Cash App. This is really cool. Cash App now offers managed accounts for kids age 6 to 12. So I was back in that literal cash day. We know who has fiat any day? Who has fiat money now? No one. Old people. Cash App now offers managed accounts for kids age 6 to 12 that grow with them all the way to adulthood, all with no subscription fees. Because building money habits shouldn't cost extra. You can set spending limits. You can lock or unlock their Cash App Visa card anytime from your own app. Whether it's birthday money for grandma, allowance for doing chores, or saving up something they want, you see it all and help guide the decisions along the way. Their savings, habits, history. Very, very cool. I'll definitely be doing this as my kids get to that age. If you're ready to start teaching money habits without adding more stress to your plate, download Cash App and set up a managed account for your child today. Limited time. New Cash App customers who are parents can use our exclusive referral code FAMILY10 to earn $10. You get 10 bucks. Family10, no spaces. Download Cash App, enter the referral code in your profile, Family10. Send $5 to a friend within 14 days and you will receive $10. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Visa Debit Flex cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, and the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license from Visa USA, Inc. See terms and conditions for the Sutton prepaid card and Sutton Debit Flex card and Bancorp Debit Flex card. Savings and offerings provided by Cash App, a Block, Inc. brand. Parents and legal guardians can open a managed account for kids 6 to 12. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosure. I have to get Katie a push present now. I did. When you watch a woman do that, you do go, I guess, yeah, she can get a present. I used to, before you watch, you're like, the push present is the baby. There's your present. But you go, well, you know, you're like bleeding and stuff. You should probably deserve a gift. That's pretty crazy. So we'll see what that is. I'm not good at giving gifts. It's hard to give gifts. I just got through my mom's birthday. I mean, sorry, mom. I did my best. Gift giving for adults is hard, but Zazzle, proud sponsor of the pod. Is a great fun place to give nice fun gifts. Zazzle is a custom marketplace where you can take basically any product, a mug, tote bag, card, phone case, and make it mean something. We got these Correct Opinion socks right here. If you're watching on YouTube, how sick are these? So this is an example. You can put anything on anything, basically. Browse millions of designs or start from scratch. Build something completely your own, like I did. Over 30 million customers have trusted Zazzle with their most important gifts, whether it's a gag gift or something more meaningful. Right now, save 25% on your first order. Zazzle.com. That's 25% savings on your first order at Zazzle.com. Go make something amazing. Zazzle.com. Let's do some fan submissions, shall we? Send us your submissions. We're getting a lot of great ones. Thank you all. TreyKinney.com/correctopinions. Any and all submissions, hit us with questions, stories, whatever. This guy wrote in, I listen to your podcast often, but have never commented before. Thought I'd comment on episode 346. I'm a male fan, but probably not man enough to feel secure calling myself erect in public. Respect, understood. Commenting on you cutting your wife off regularly, it's okay, you're normal, man. Many men do it. I do it. My forefathers did it. It's a disability. We can't help it. My wife will be halfway through a story I've long stopped paying attention to, and if I wait until she's done, I'll forget the humorous line I just thought of. It's something I struggle with every day. Would you get mad at someone for being in a wheelchair? Let's have some compassion for men with this disability.
Wow.
Please do not use my name if you read this. My wife listens.
Wow.
Thank you, sir, for your bravery.
Wow. It's a disability. That's a great point.
What do you? If you guys ramble on a 10-minute story, we think of a funny line 3 minutes in. What are we supposed to do?
Keep it to yourself.
This is what we do. Mm. Every opportunity to make a joke, I have to say it. I have to say it. Let's try it. Do you have a funny story? Do you have thoughts in there? I'm being rude. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
I have so many thoughts. I have so many thoughts in there that it's just like jumbled around. That's the issue. That part of the last night, not sleeping, I laid there.
I feel like this is a little bit what it's like to have a wife with like Alzheimer's.
Visually thought through and remembered the entire birth of both of the other children. That's what I did when
You know what my dream was last night?
What?
I looked down at the clock and I was 10 minutes late to my tea time that I have tonight. That was my nightmare, actually.
Wow.
And I started to do it. I go, well, we're only golfing for like an hour and a half. I'm going to be 30 minutes late. I just lost 30. That was my nightmare I had last night.
Wow. What a nice life.
Well, you replayed the births of your children.
Mm-hmm.
We've been blessed. They're hard. I'm not taking anything away, but they've gone smoothly.
Yes, they have.
I hope the third one does.
Very thankful for that. But
well, it's because it goes well because you take care of your body so well. Oh, wow. You eat really well. Don't be shocked that I'm being nice. That's a weird vibe. Can I be sincere and be nice?
Yes.
Do we struggle with that?
I think
you take yourself really well. You eat well and you do like weird stuff, like prepares it or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which is good.
Yeah.
You really rest. You make sure like when we go to bed at night, you're just resting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I think it's, and then the legs are always moving, so they're strong and they're ready for different. You go sideways, you go this. Okay. So, wow, that was really nice of me. Say something nice about me. Three things. Three things you love about me.
You look so handsome in that new shirt.
Yeah, it's a brand. Yeah. Shout out Poncho, proud sponsor of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we got.
Mm-hmm. And
I'll just keep talking.
Okay.
All right. Love you so much.
I love you.
someone wrote in, AI is getting wild on Facebook, y'all. There was a message option that said, Trey would like to message you after he liked my comment on his post. So I did, thinking, what kind of weird marketing thing is this? I could tell right away it was AI version of Trey when he said, hey, Emily, how are you doing today? And then in response to me calling it AI, said, don't be surprised that I'm talking to you. I'm not above anyone. I'm just a regular human being like everybody else. I'm here for a reason. Some of my fans felt like I was too proud or distant, so I decided to create this account to connect with them personally, talk with everyone, and make them feel appreciated.
Oh my gosh.
And She goes, uh-huh, okay. And then parentheses, she goes, but if this is somehow you or an assistant, I'm sorry. But it sounds AI. No, that's not me.
Weird.
It's so creepy and gross. And it sucks. There's some, there's obviously people have fallen for that.
Yeah,
like,
for
then
sure.
Then they suddenly, hey, hey, okay. Show my support. Click this link. That's what it does.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Troy Kennedy.
Yeah.
It's a little side account. What's up, Emily?
And then they pay the money for a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's phishing or...
Right. And there's all sorts of scams. That...
So, yeah, I'm not...
That's weird. You're not messaging.
I fire off a comment back to fans sometimes, or maybe I'll DM you back sometimes. It's my account. I don't have a side account hitting up all of you. On the Patreon, we give you cool. We do a bonus episode. We talk to you more personally, and I uploaded a full set of my recent show, stand up and crowd work. That's fun. My correct opinion, someone wrote in, is that having a screaming newborn baby in the car, I should have the same rights as emergency response vehicles. I should get a beacon that I can activate and turn lights from red to green and it parts the sea so all the cars get out of my way. The amount of disrespect I've received from stoplights that just stay red is unacceptable. Yes, it is an inanimate object, but it should know that I cannot bear the cries of my child for a moment longer than necessary. As a civilian, if I knew there was a mom behind me with a crying baby, I would absolutely pull over for her. This is good.
That is good. I like that. There is...
Police comes by, everyone pulls over.
Yeah.
Some different sound. Police sound, wee, wee. Now it's just, you amplify the actual cry of your baby.
Yeah.
There's speakers. And you just press a button. You go, everyone's hearing this now. It's too tight. And you just hear that for like the half mile around you. And people go, oh, yeah, let's get out of the way for them.
We think, what's like the age limit, you think?
Three. Yeah, three. Because you got to get help people out with babies. And then you got toddlers. Then the terrible twos. You need to be able to support everywhere. Cold!
It is pretty... It is like a wild... I mean, when Eva was a really little baby...
My shirt's bunched up! My shirt!
At least he can like verbalize it. It is way worse when it's a little baby who you're like, what's wrong? Oh my gosh, like is something horrible? Like, and you just have no idea. With Eva, when she was a little baby, I pulled over at a friend's house. It was like a 10-minute drive and she was like screaming bloody murder. I pulled over at a friend's house because I was like, something is horribly wrong.
If a crying baby is equivalent to like a emergency ambulance, I think if a kid throws up in the car, that's life flight. Because
you get a helicopter.
Yeah.
Yes, puke or poop. We got a separate signal.
Yeah.
Where you just stop right there and like when there's a violent crash, you just right there. People are being taken care of. That's what.
Just like in the middle of the road.
Yeah. There's like a service. They come hose them down.
Oh wow.
Man, we haven't had a huge nasty mess up in a car seat before.
No car sick. We've got that a couple times.
Really?
Yeah. We're gonna get it.
Just back there.
You just jinxed us.
And then the other kids are panicking because it smells and it's.
That is.
Yeah. Oh,
fingers crossed.
That is pretty brutal.
What does a kid stop sitting in a car seat? Five.
Depends on their height and weight, but Derek would know more because he is a.
Our 7-year-old is like 50-50 with booster seat and car seat still.
Yeah.
So we're transitioning.
Dang. It's quite a while, huh?
A long time, yeah. Mm.
She's small, though.
So, oh, really? Yeah. I miss the good old days.
Which were?
Just in there, no seatbelt.
Oh.
Living free. Free as this country intended. Dad was drinking and driving.
Yeah.
That was real. You could just drink and drive.
Yeah.
Like for like the first 50 years of the vehicle, they're like, yeah, of course. Have a couple of. There's that very famous video. Derek started pulling it up. You've seen this, where they're like,
any
they just
attempt
institute
to restrict
the law of drink, like no more drinking and driving. And these people are furious. Like, what are we, a communist country?
Oh, I've never seen this before.
Yeah.
Any attempt to restrict drinking and driving here is viewed by some as downright undemocratic. It's kind of getting common. It's when a fella can't put in a hard day's work, put in 11, 12 hours a day, and then get in your truck and at least drink one or two beers.
They're making it laws where you can't drink when you want to.
You have to wear
a seatbelt when you're driving. And pretty soon we're going to be communist country. Communist country.
Wow. Yes! The baby's in shotgun in, I mean, the car seat at the time, which looks like a... It's like what you wear on a roller coaster.
Yeah, that's really.
And she's in a seatbelt. Like, you seatbelt? Now that I can't drink a couple of beers while I drive my baby around?
I mean, those car seats.
Commie country.
Our car seats when we were little were the, like, roller coaster kind.
Yeah. Come a long way.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, he said at least a couple of beers.
Yeah.
Shoot, I had long days before. I polished off a six-pack on the way home.
We went to the South for that, huh?
That's so, it's just, it goes to show you. It's just any rule they've ever made, people are like, wow.
Yeah.
Communism, here we come.
That's wild. That was the 80s.
I remember it blew my mind moving to Missouri where you can drink in the car in Missouri. The non-driver can.
Right.
It's come a long way. Now it's going the other way. In Oklahoma, you know, that's where I turned 21 and they've now changed them. But when I was 21 in Oklahoma, you know, there was an insane amount of rules. You can only buy alcohol at a liquor store besides beer, but the beer had to be even less alcoholic. It was some rule. So it was like this watered-down beer in Oklahoma grocery
like
stores
special...
and gas stations. Yeah, like Anheuser-Busch and stuff. They had to make special version for Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
And like 3% alcohol. You drink four of them and you feel it's like water.
Wow.
And then the liquor store, like the beers in the liquor store couldn't be cold.
Oh.
There's no refrigerators in Oklahoma liquor stores. That was a law.
So that you couldn't like
so we'd go like drink it. We'd go like grab, but you know, any other IPAs, whatever beers we'd like, and we'd go home. And I remember we had this, like I got this one creative gift one time where like a beer bottle, it was like a frozen steel, looked like a steel pipe, I guess, if you will, that fit perfectly in a beer bottle to help like cool it very fast.
Yeah.
But like that was what you just go buy warm beer and be like, all right, can't wait to drink that in an hour and a half.
Wow.
Liquor stores closed it on Sundays, closed after 9 p.m. So you had to think ahead. Bizarre.
I think
I moved to Missouri. It blew my mind where like you can buy liquor at a gas station.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
But what is it? Kansas grocery stores are only wine and beer? Or
yeah, Kansas is a little in between the two.
Yeah.
Well, bets are off of Missouri.
In Georgia, I'm pretty sure you can't buy alcohol like at a store or a restaurant until after noon, after 12 p.m. on Sunday.
It's like that'll fix it. You see the World Cup, Kansas City bars, they've selected like handpicked a dozen or so that are allowed to stay open until 5 a.m. Ooh. Isn't that funny? You're like, we've got a lot of people here. Like, they're gonna want to be up till then drinking. So let's have some options for them. You,
what? Ooh, 5 a.m.
Oh my gosh. We did that one time. I've done that twice ever my whole life. Just because I was in Barcelona, like it stays open all night here. Like, let's try that. And you do it. And you're like, you know, never doing that again. Rather go to bed.
That is a good point. The couple times I did do it, I was in Europe. So they're kind of trying to, they're like, they do this over in Europe. They're coming
That's
over
That's why they're
here.
Doing it, I guess, because so many parts of the country are like, yeah, people, they eat dinner at midnight and they drink till 5. What's happening across the world? Are they okay?
Sounds like they're having fun, huh?
They are. They really are.
Wow.
So, yeah. I keep telling, maybe there's one, this guy's night could get weird tonight. I might have to go to bar till 5.
Oh, well.
I just, could you imagine?
I know.
I have a baby. I'm in a calorie deficit. Okay. Someone wrote in, where was it? Oh, I like this one. Someone wrote in, they say, okay, I have a funny story. When I was in labor with my third, my husband worked very early mornings and was always tired because he had no discipline to put himself to bed at a reasonable time. I'm married to one of those. I was laboring. I do have to put you to bed. Not these days, but actually still. I'm always when it goes, TV goes off. You've never once. Isn't that amazing? I never get over that. You've never once, like your job. Yeah. You would just, and there's times I turn off, I go, how much longer would you watch this? Be honest. I don't know, an hour.
There's times that I just would like, I'm kind of like, I'm about to fall asleep. I'm just going to fall asleep and he'll turn it off.
I just can't wait for the day our lives adjust back. And what? Are you going to stay up till 1 or 2 in the morning again?
No.
Yes, you will. That's your thing. Don't I think you won't?
No.
Yes.
That's, no.
So funny story. I was in labor. Okay. I was laboring on the birthing ball in the middle of the night. It's like a big, remember those? It's like a, what do they call those? I used to have them for fun as a kid. You bounce around on them. Hippity hop.
Is that what they're called? I never knew the name of them, but.
You bounce around on those. And he was dead asleep in the hospital bed next to me as she was working on the ball.
Wow.
Nurses are in and out. And finally, my husband gets up and uses the bathroom. One of the nurses comes up to me and says, between us, are you in a safe relationship? I started busting out laughing. Like, I know it looks bad that he's basically a dead man sleeping on my bed. But yes, we are fine. Guess you got that vibe. That's so funny. He's passed out on your bed as she's just rolling a ball. She's like, is he supposed to be here? Oh, yeah. That's my guy.
That is wild. You're a very patient wife. I think I wouldn't let you do that if I'm being
really
honest.
You're either struggling, I'm sleeping. You just be like, hey, wake up. We haven't been in that situation. You know, some of these people, they do 24-hour labor. Does the guy get to sleep at that any point? On the third one, yeah. First one, no. I wouldn't dream of it on the first one.
I don't think you could have slept in the first one either.
No.
But yeah, I guess there is.
Third kid, you're like, we're gonna need you rested up probably once you get a few. Yeah. Derek, do you ever, you pass out while she's working on it?
Ours weren't too long like after the first one, but like Becca sent me home pretty early to go help out with the other kids a lot sooner. Like the next day, she's like, oh no, we got it here. We're good.
So. She's like, all right, you're at 8 centimeters. She's like, Derek, why don't you get out of here?
Yeah.
I think we can take it from here.
I'll let you know when.
Yeah, that's real when you have the others. You go, you start to, it's less of this, be up with me. It's like, you're going to need to rest up for your shift.
Yeah. I saw this funny video that was like, the wife pretended like the man left to like go get a coffee or something. And then she pretended that she had the baby while he was gone.
That's awesome.
And so he came back and she was like holding, you know, just like a blanket. And he was like, what are you holding? What are you like, you know, starts like panicking. She's like, it just happened really fast. I'm sorry you missed it. That would you be just like devastated?
If I missed it?
Yeah.
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 I think so.
Yeah, I know.
I just can't really. Yeah, I think I'd be very devastated.
Yeah.
Is it my dad? They have the famous story where he missed my birth because him and my mom's dad, they went and grabbed a bite.
Did he actually miss it or did he?
I need to revisit that.
Yeah.
I need to revisit that because before you experience that, you're like, haha, funny, he missed it. Then you go, did you really miss it? That had to have been sad.
Well, just one generation above that, our grandparents.
Yeah. The men weren't allowed in there.
The dads were not in there.
That's crazy.
That is fascinating. Yeah, we don't need to find it, but there's a famous old viral video where it's like, should a man be in there for the birth? And there's men and women going, absolutely not. That's ridiculous.
A majority of the men wanted to be in there. A majority of the women actually said no.
I guess that just speaks to the modesty
of the time.
You know, I'm a woman. You shouldn't see me like this.
I mean,
you shouldn't see poop all over the table. I'm your bride.
That's what it was. It was like, because that was still the time where it's like the women would like.
Women would come out. You'd wake up and they'd come out with fresh face on.
Yeah. They were like completely. I don't know if anyone.
And that's ridiculous. I love that you look homeless around me half the time.
Thank you.
That makes me feel special.
Yeah, thank you.
It really does. When I go, hey, you're hanging out with me. I go, hey, someone's coming by. And your jaw drops like, oh my gosh, no one else on earth can see me right now. I go, oh, come on.
Well, you can see me like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my grandma wasn't even, I don't understand how they did this, to be honest. She didn't have a C-section, but she was not awake. So I think there was maybe a vacuum involved. Or something.
Okay.
But I need to figure that out too, because I'm like, it's like she, my grandpa wasn't there and she wasn't awake. Like, what happened in that room?
Yeah, keep us posted on that. Yeah. Sounds bizarre. Yeah, okay. Well, what else? Okay, let's get to some clips. How long have we been going? I didn't pay attention today.
43.
Oh, well, look, we're having fun. You hanging in there?
Fun, yeah. I'm good. Okay.
It's been fun. We've been doing a lot of pods lately, so it's mom and daddy working a lot.
Yeah, Eva was definitely, that was the first time she was kind of just like, no, mommy working.
Isn't it fun? It feels good.
I was like, oh, wow.
No working, no working, no working. All right, we got a couple clips here. Okay, listen to this. Listen to this.
Please, bro.
Want a kiwi?
I do not want a kiwi.
Guess what? I didn't scratch my balls this morning.
I'm so proud and happy for you, Nelson.
Thank you. I'm becoming a mature man.
Will you get out of my room?
That is...
Boy, mom. Woken up. You want a kiwi in your mouth? No. I didn't scratch them. That's the first 30 seconds of your day.
And you have to genuinely be like, good job, buddy.
Part of me hopes we have another boy just so I can feel better than a lot of these girl parents. Because I see more and more clips where they're like, there's no, you know, the guy's like, there's no excuse not to work out as a dad. You know what? I get creative and my daughters are in the gym with me in our garage. And I just I can't do, my son would get decapitated by a treadmill or yes, something. I can't possibly, there's just no way. He's a lunatic. You look over and he has like a hammer and screws. Like, where did you even find that?
I mean, just this morning there was a moth on the wall and I look over and he had pushed a whole bench over to the wall towards the moth and he had a scrub brush and he was trying to bat the wall with the, like, marking up our wall with the scrub brush. And I was like, what are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah. And he was like, I got to get rid of it. So
it was just this morning.
It was 10 minutes before I walked down here. Yeah.
I walked in one day and there's like this nice, cute, you know, storage bins you bought that they're like kind of wicker baskets. Right.
Yeah. They're like,
And you look over, he's in the corner. You go, what are you doing? He's like, I made a tea. And you look and he's like a castaway on an island. He's carved his name into the sides. There's just wood scrapes everywhere. Ruin the basket.
Yeah.
This is what it's just, he does that 5 times a day. Our daughter, she just goes, she opened up our Tupperware drawer. She took everything out. And you go, I'm not worried about it because she's going to put it back.
Yeah.
And then she puts it all back. She goes, I'm done. Thomas, like, you find one in our closet. Yo, how did this get in here?
There's so many things that I'm just like, where is this? And then I'm like, Thomas took it somewhere. But that's what, I mean.
Different categories, boy life and girl life. Very fun, but
yeah, it's just different. Mm-hmm.
And I know it's one day, all these girl dads I'm feeling better than, they're going to flip it on me.
Yeah.
I've heard it. Then you got whole new challenges. Because you're kind of done raising a boy at 12. Oh. From what I heard. Yeah.
Oh, really?
You kind of come home and you go, how you doing? They go, don't talk to me ever again. You go, all right, I'm done? They go, yeah. Done. I'll talk to you again when I'm 23. You go, all right, son.
Okay. I'm
proud of you. Best of luck out there. Girls, man. All sorts of challenges.
We'll see. I was an easy one.
You know, my dad, any generation of our parents, the dad didn't deal with the girls coming to motherhood, right? Are we gonna have a generation of dads that I'm gonna be a part of that, sweetheart? I'm here to support.
Womanhood or motherhood?
Womanhood.
Womanhood. Sorry. Wow.
I was like, what?
Womanhood.
Yeah, it's the
because that's long been like dads don't touch that. Don't even tell me about it.
My dad was like, do you he'd be like, do you need anything at the store? Or he was like,
he was tapped in a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's what you'll be. It won't be like a weird. That's what. That's the issue. It was made taboo.
Premium plus flow. Is that one of them? Premium.
Premium is not. No.
It's not like Netflix.
No.
Oh. But so you got a lot to learn.
Yeah, I think it's just like not. It was kind of just like taboo to talk about back then. Now it's just like it should just be a very normal. This is a normal part of life. Like
normal. That's one of my biggest things too of teaching. I feel like that would have helped me knowing like the girls around, they go, hey, they're dealing with like, the girl just cried for no reason at school today. It's if someone had maybe explained like, well, she might be going through some things.
Wow. Yeah. When did you,
seriously,
when did you learn about periods?
I learned about them being like a physical reality and into high school.
Like, and I learned didn't about know what they were at all until no. high school.
Yeah, I believe that. It's very sheltered. Okay. And then I learned that they affect a woman's mood and it's difficult and all of that from you when I was 28. So that's not okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I vividly remember asking my sister, and I'm sure in her head she's like, this idiot, like in our 20s or something, like, how often do you, like we're just kind of talking small time, like, how often do you say, like, how often do you say you cry? And she said, her answer was literally once a month. And I was like, that's really often. Women. Over my head. Yeah, someone explain that to boys.
Yeah.
Hey, women, you know, these girls, they're going through these crazy, they can't control it once a month.
That is pretty wild. Yeah, I think it's a little bit more.
To be patient.
It's a little more, I think, open now. But.
Maybe that siren's on their car, too. Not like woo, 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 just the lights on. Menstruating. And so everyone around you knows, hey, be gentle with her.
I don't think that needs
to We don't need that? No. That's too much? Okay, I'm an ally.
Baby on board, menstruating on board.
Yeah, and it's like a switch you flip.
I don't think it's like a...
We're allies.
No, I don't like that.
Okay. Wait, are you right now?
That's not possible.
What?
It's not possible.
See, I've got a lot to learn.
Yeah, do you know?
I'm joking. I know that. You really.
I was like, oh my gosh, have we gotten nowhere?
We watched a movie, half of a movie. Katie and I have now watched probably 20 half movies.
Yeah.
Without finishing them. Mm-hmm. A great half of movies. And I bet the back half of those are awesome.
This one was way. The ad, the trailer made it seem so way honest, less depressing.
I was shocked you picked it. I go, I kind of want to watch it. I guess we're going to go with this. I don't think she fully understands what she's about to watch.
I did
here.
Not. It was super
Train
depressing.
Dreams. It's on Netflix. And I really enjoyed it. And I do want to finish it. But it's a beautiful.
It's a pretty like.
Beautifully shot.
Cinematic
slow movie that I was really enthralled with. It just follows a man in what? 1800s America? Just living kind of, I think the whole gist of the movie is like, here's just a picture of a very a guy's life.
Yeah.
Like millions of people live these lives. They're like.
Where did he live? Idaho?
He lived in Idaho. He worked logging, cutting down trees. Had a wife and kids. Life was good. Life was simple. Life was hard. Life had tragedy. And it actually impacted me. I go, this is nice to see. Our lives are. We're one of a bajillion billions. You just kind of live it. It's, in a way, it made it simpler. You kind of have to enjoy life.
It
was horribly tragic.
It was pretty tragic. I guess I am a little wondering what else is going to happen in the movie at this point, because it feels like the worst thing has happened. So it's like, what else is going to happen? But so I'll finish it with you. But it did make me think like nowadays it's like, yeah, he had to work logging for his money. There was like nothing else. He had no other family. He had like no other way to make any money. And just.
Yeah, it's like post your content.
It's just there was just no other option. You know,
people forget before the internet, like you had like three options.
Yeah, there's just way less.
You know, work there or there.
Yeah. And especially in those times, it's like if you weren't trained on something. There wasn't like a family business. If there were like, is, yeah.
Anyway, that was a kind of a tangent. Anyway, okay, we got a couple more clips.
Okay.
What else we got next? What was this one? I forgot. Oh, I like this one.
Way too much.
Oh, we can't see it.
Mexican food. We need to eat more white food. I couldn't get my taste buds on that white food.
You couldn't get your taste buds to like the white food? Would you rather have Mexican?
Yes.
Do you want me to go heat you up leftover burritos from last night? Yeah. I'm sorry about that. I just tried to feed you a pork chop. You don't like pork chops?
No.
What do you like?
I like fish. I like
like burritos?
Cheese burritos, I like.
You know you are white though, right?
Yeah. S.
You just don't like white people food?
No.
Okay, but I don't think white people food's that bad. I have seen you drink your own bathwater.
Then white people food.
Did you just...
It's better. Bathwater's better than white people food. Agree.
How does he even, agree, like, know what, how old is this kid?
He's wise beyond his years. Wow. Yeah, bro had a burrito. He said, this is real flavor. Agree.
Oh.
Why do white people eat like this? Dude, remember we went to a friend's house, not naming any names. It's like, hey, my parents wanted to prepare some meal. And it was like unseasoned grilled chicken and a pasta salad that was just like wet, cold noodles with grapes. And you go, what? How did white people come up with this?
You ate at my in-laws' house?
Bro, we're doing wild stuff out here. We're afraid of... And I pushed that recently where I was reading an article on kids and picky eating because Thomas is so picky and just concerned about them. And, you know, do picky eaters always exist? And it's like, yes, they did. You know, back in the day, it's like, yeah, okay, toddler, eat this fish or you die. It's what we got. But even then, it's like these kids had preferences or you had to really fight them on it. And it is what it is. But it's just saying, definitely in a kind of our American culture, we kind of put them in boxes. Like, well, kids don't like spicy food. We're like, plenty of cultures everywhere across the world. Like, kids are eating spicier food than, like, you know, both of our white moms could believe they could handle.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, Eva reached for these spicy cashews the other day. And I was like, yeah, let's go. Let her eat. And she just loved them. I mean, they have legitimate spice to them. Like, your mom could not eat those.
No, she wouldn't like
Your grown woman would be like, oh my gosh, spicy, I can't do it. And our two-year-old was just killing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta let it. You gotta let them. It is just different because Thomas, this morning during book time, you know, I let Katie sleep in a little, and I'm having a nice time reading through books with my son. And he has a Daniel Tiger cookbook, so it's like this cute book, just a bunch of recipes. We're just looking through it, and I thought it started like this. I go, this will be actually fun. Let's just go through every. So we went through like 100 recipes. I go, these are little chicken sliders. Would you want to try these? No. Oh, saucy egg bites. You want to try them? No. Ooh, this is a quiche. No. And I read through 100 recipes and he said no to 97. Yeah. And the three he said yes to were cinnamon rolls, smoothie, and a Daniel Tiger cake. It was a big yes on that one.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So that gives you an indication. He sat there. He's having a blast. You know, no, I wouldn't try. Would you try that? No. No, I wouldn't try that. No, I don't want to make that. No. 97 out of 100.
What did he say? He said, but when I get to be as big as you, I'll eat that stuff.
He does. Like, well, maybe one day, Thomas, you'll eat a lot more stuff and we could cook together. He's like, yeah, maybe when I'm as old as you. Maybe a little before that.
Yeah, hopefully before then.
We'll see. Oh, it's so wild. Okay, let's get to, we're about to wrap up here. Let's get to a couple last things here. I saw this viral. How about another TikTok trend segment? People like this. This is, I've seen this going around, a lot of trends here. This is stuff, like things my wife says that I can't, that's things my wife says to me that I can't say to her.
Oh, okay.
Particularly things my pregnant wife says to me I can't say to her.
Okay.
Ready? If you stink up that bathroom one more time, I'm going to make you a doctor's appointment. Can you imagine if I said that? If I ever walked in, like, what is wrong with your belly? Do you need to go to the doctor? I think you'd cry.
Yeah.
This so I finally spoke up. I go, I'm eating a lot of protein. Leave me alone.
I did actually say that to you. I was like, yeah, you need to go to the doctor.
Do you need to go to the doctor? Because my poop smelled. What planet are you on?
Everything smells. It's
bad. Okay.
Yeah.
I walk in, getting ready to go somewhere. Those shoes? With those pants? No. That's not working. That you either change the shoes or the pants. It does not work.
It's helpful.
Are we doing our squats? What about leg day? Let's do a little more leg day.
I did say that just last night.
It's better. Let's just keep keep doing the squats.
I said that last night.
I walked in one morning, growing a horn on your forehead. That's a big one coming in. Dude, I've tried to make that joke to you and you go, stop. Uh-huh. Growing a horn. Stop talking to me. Stop touching me. This one's kind of short and sweet.
It's a big one. Yeah, I would cry if you said that to me.
Whoa. Okay, do not leave the house until I pluck your ears. That's a once every couple months where you look at, you just catch a glimpse of my ear and you
and
go,
I'm like,
oh my gosh, yeah. Gross. And then you pluck him, you go, look how long this
like
one
an
is.
Inch long.
There it is. That was the game.
Yeah, you can't say those things to me.
I thought of one more little segment that maybe we tease. This is a new one. Just kind of what we've learned as parents or like fun research or fun stuff. This is simple. I've always remember this. I think you saw this from somewhere. Okay. But you told me a great line. You said, toddlers aren't giving you a hard time. They're having a hard time.
Yeah. Oh, I
like that one. And it's really been a game changer. Of course, I'm not perfect. I lose my cool, but and I'm not a good dad. But
you are a good
that's
dad.
Help at times, I'm saying. But that's helped me a ton where I go, he's not like, you know, it's not like my little boy is like, you know what? I think I'm just going to refuse to eat just to kind of get under these people's skin.
Yeah.
I'm going to refuse to eat and scream and cry. I was just going to, no, he's like 3. He doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And he's,
I don't remember where what, I saw how, that, how, but it is
how childish of me if I'm like, get it together, 3-year-old.
Yeah.
You're bothering me. Like, yeah, we need to help him. That's helped me a ton.
Yeah, I don't know where I saw that, but I did really like that. It's like, they're just trying to figure it out. They do not know or understand as much as we do. And it's like really easy to put that on them.
They don't. And last night was tough. We had our first, he's now at that age where we had a first big punishment where you could tell like, oh, he's not just kind of like laughs it off or confused. You could tell like.
It really affected him.
I did something wrong. I got punished. I feel really sad about it.
Yeah.
And he gave us a hug. He hit mommy. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, he started to do that. I go, you're old enough now. So I really made it clear. Like, you, bro, if you hit mommy, I hit you harder. Do not hit your mom. And he sat in your lap. He gave you multiple big hugs after.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is going to suck.
It was. I was like,
this is going to suck.
But also we
like, yeah, that's right. People. You don't hit your mom. You just close the door. You start crying.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Does that bottom lip get pretty fat when he gets upset?
He's never been a bottom lip guy. Eva's a bottom lip girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
My son is. And it gets.
So.
Oh.
Yeah, that was sad. But we have to be parents.
Mm-hmm. Did you were like, wow, my big strong husband really disciplined him? Was there maybe a tinge of attraction? Or like love for me?
There's always love for you.
Oh.
You did a good job.
Let's end the episode with a kiss. The fans want to see it.
They don't. I don't think they do.
Patreon?
Yeah, on the Patreon. That's where they want to see
it. Oh, whoa. Weird turn there. Just joking. But we are going to keep you on Patreon. Patreon.com/Trey Kennedy. Free episode every week. We've got dozens on there. And we posted my whole show on there. So thanks for the love and support. We're going to get through that. And Katie's going to lay down.
I think I'm gonna do some more baby prep.
Oh, she's a machine. Mm-hmm. Love the overalls, girl.
These have really gone through this pregnancy well. I'm really running out of things that fit and cover me.
Well, we're praying. Everyone pray for Katie. Love you guys. Talk next week. Peace.
Correct opinion.